Welcome to another episode of Yoga Beers Camp. Well, not really. I'm offering a bonus episode from the podcast Boutique Fitness Marketing with my good friend Connie. I listened to this episode in my car, so I asked her if I could share it with my listeners because there's so much great value. FYI, I interviewed Connie on my last podcast episode, and she also asked me some questions on an upcoming episode of her podcast, Boutique Fitness Marketing. So make sure you go subscribe to her podcast, as well as this one, and make some notes and enjoy this great episode.
Question for you. Is your business a brand? Think about that for a second, and I'll be right back. You're listening to the Boutique Fitness Marketing Podcast, the audio destination to help you calm the chaos and make marketing your fitness studio more productive, practical, and profitable. I'm your host, Connie Holan, designer and digital strategist for boutique fitness and wellness studios. I've helped hundreds of studios build websites and create marketing strategies to make their brand stand out online. And this podcast will help you do the same. It's time to redefine what marketing means for boutique fitness studios. Here we go. Do you have your answer? So what do you think? Is your studio business a brand? I'm going to answer that for you. Yes, your fitness studio business is a brand. Yes, that was a trick question because all businesses are brands. Your business is the organization and people that deliver your services. Things like your day-to-day operations, your sales process, teachers, class flow, desk team, etc. Your brand, on the other hand, is the way that customers perceive your business. So your brand is a little trickier to nail down. It's less tangible, but it is so, so important. People are talking about your business, or at least they have a quiet opinion about it. And the reality is that if you don't define your studio's brand, others are going to do it for you. That's the very definition. So the real question of the day is, what are you doing to take control of how your brand is perceived? My guess is you're already doing quite a lot of things, actually. You're making efforts to offer a consistently excellent class experience day in and day out. You care if your studio is dirty or if your front desk staff is rude. But let's be honest here. Every studio business is or should be doing those things. That's the absolute low bar for brand respect. And this is actually where it gets fun. When you can go a little bit deeper into what your brand is, it can be the most powerful marketing tool in your tool belt. It can inform where you market, how you spend marketing budget, and in time, it can even gain your business brand recognition that will have people searching your studio out by name. That kind of brand love comes with some pretty great perks: customer loyalty, word of mouth referrals, and the willingness to pay more, to name a few. So if you're like a lot of my clients when we start working together and you're thinking colors and logo are at the core of your branding, then this exercise is for you. I want you to take out a piece of blank paper and you're going to brainstorm some answers to some questions that I'm going to read you. These questions are also all in the show notes. So if you're driving right now or on the treadmill or something, you can come back later when you have a little more time. But go ahead and keep listening and just see what pops into your head the first time you hear these questions. Okay, question number one. What's your origin story? Why did you start this business in the first place? What couldn't or can't you already find in your local market? If you're just getting started, this one is probably very top of mind. But if you've been at this business for a while, think back. What was the passion that made you want to open this business? If it wasn't a passion, what was the opportunity that you saw? Question number two, has that landscape changed since you initially opened? Are you responding to market demand or anticipating it? Either way is fine. There are successful businesses that do both, but I think it's really good to analyze that for yourself and see what context you fit into the local market. For example, we're going to position your new Legree studio very differently if it's the first of its kind in your town, like it would be in my hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska, or if there's already one on every block. Question number three, clients. Who are your best clients? Like the top 20% of spenders in your business? And you can check your scheduling software to dig into the data a little bit if you're not sure about this. But of those people, those top 20% of spenders in your business, what transformations are they looking for that you deliver on? How did they find you? It's important here to not weigh all the preferences of all clients equally, which is something that often happens when we rely on things like surveys to get information. And this is why I want you to start with who actually puts money behind their goals in your business. We love the drop-in folks or those small class pack people, but when you're getting strategic about your brand and how to market it, it's the big spender clients we want to keep top of mind. Question number four, how do you serve those people, your best people again? What services do they buy? And maybe more importantly, what do they not buy? How often do they come in order to get those results? Is it 2, 3, 4 times a week? Question number five, what motivates them and what doesn't? If you're stuck on this one, try having some actual real conversations with those clients. If that's not possible or you just want a little shortcut, take a few minutes and browse through your online reviews. Look specifically for those transformations that those people talk about having, and the things that they mention in those reviews would be things that are motivating to them. For example, losing weight might be a primary motivation for some client bases, while longevity or stress relief may be the number one for others. I also have some clients who have a very niche market in that improving their golf swing or their golf game is a primary motivation for their people. Of course, we all want a lot of these things for sure, but chances are if you really listen to your best clients, there's one thing that rises to the top. Question number six, what collaboration opportunities do you uniquely have or what's been untapped in your area? For example, one of my clients' spouses is an OBGYN, so prenatal yoga is an obvious focal point for his yoga studio. Another client noticed that they had a group of runners each winter coming into the studio while they were cross-training for the local marathon that goes on every spring. So that studio now runs a marketing campaign each year uniquely targeting runners. Question number seven, what do you want your studio to be known for? What's one thing you do better or different than everyone else? Just one thing. You can want to be known for a lot of things, but if there was just one thing at the top of that list, what is it? If you're known for everything, you're known for nothing. So try to get specific here. Here's some examples. Are you exclusive and highly curated? Or maybe you're inclusive and have a low barrier to entry. Maybe you've identified that your client base is critically time-pressed, so you would like to be the most effective workout they can get in 30 minutes. And by the way, that's the rallying cry for several of my personal training studio clients. Is your space, location, or delivery method unique? If you go back to the last episode, Amy from Bikeland has an open-air cycling studio, which is unique in her area. Maybe you place high value on continuing education and the experience of your instructors. Or maybe you regularly innovate with the latest technology and research. Be totally honest with yourself answering all of these questions. No one else needs to see this piece of paper that you're working on. This is for you as the owner to dig deeper into how your brand is special, and therefore how your marketing can be more powerful. Once you've had a chance to think about an answer, take a step back. What jumps out at you on that page that you just wrote down? My guess is some of those questions just felt plain vanilla for you when you were writing responses, like things that if you were honest with yourself, any of your competitors could also say. But for a few, you probably knew exactly what to answer, and it felt exciting and maybe even a little against the norm. Highlight those. That is your secret brand sauce. Those are things that should be reflected in the implementation of your brand now. Your logo, fonts, colors, headlines, brand voice, imagery, your pricing packages should be built around them. These brand differentiators should be very clear on your website. Your sales process and client experiences should be crafted with these things in mind. The next question is then, are they? A quick way to get that snapshot look, open up your own website homepage. If you're on your phone listening to this, even better, open it up on your phone. Pretending you know nothing about your business at all, is that secret sauce visible on that homepage? Is it clear what problems you solve, how you solve them, and why your studio is different? At a minimum, you want this first look at your website to instill a little bit of trust and pique some curiosity. It may be that you're pretty solid already and you amplified your brand well on your homepage, or you may now see some ideas for some small tweaks that could be made. If so, that's great. The main banner image and headline is a great place to start. Keep looking for opportunities, though, to emphasize what your brand is all about. If you're looking around and you feel like your brand message falls flat, is really generic, or is disjointed, or maybe you've made some big changes recently to your services, or you're planning on expanding locations, it may be a good time to reset these brand foundations in your business. This stuff, though, looking with fresh eyes at your business that you know so well already, it can be hard. I get it. This is deep work, but it's the kind of thing that you as the business owner need to be able to answer before you go out and invest in a web designer, copywriter, or social media manager. Because if you don't, you'll end up looking and sounding like every other yoga, Pilates, or fitness studio out there. And that's not going to set you up for long-term success. Shameless plug time. If you're feeling like you need a website or brand refresh and some guidance throughout that process, I would love to help with that. My website packages all come with the option for brand messaging, copywriting, and brand design add-ons. This is because I think that these things really matter to the long-term effectiveness of your website and digital marketing in general. I'm also available for one-off consulting calls. I'm booking projects right now at the time of this recording for November and December launch dates. So if you want to have a fresh brand or website look by the new year, now's the time to reach out. You can learn more at pixalitydesign.com. Otherwise, I'll leave you with this for today. Great brands leave a legacy. You started this business, I'm sure you did, because you wanted to make a positive change in people's health and wellness and in your community. Your small business can leave that legacy, but it takes you, the visionary in the business, to get clear on what it is you want the brand to be known for. It'll also make your marketing a whole lot easier. Join me next week, same time, same place, for our first ever roundtable podcast discussion. I'll be talking to Chris Appiah and Stephanie Bo Bradley from the Sales Arms about sales process. It's a great conversation. You don't want to miss it. Have a great week, and until next time. Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find show notes and links to everything we mentioned today at boutiquefitnessmarketing.com. If you know someone running a boutique fitness studio who might be interested in learning more about marketing, give it a share. You can learn more about my web design business, Pixality Design, on Instagram or at pixalitydesign.com.
I hope you got some value out of this bonus episode, and if you want to know more about Connie, go listen to the previous episode of Yoga Biz Camp, and if you want to hear Connie picking my brain on her podcast in the next couple of weeks, don't forget to follow her at Boutique Fitness Marketing. If you are getting any value out of this podcast, I really ask you to help me out. And that's a simple thing as making sure you're subscribed, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon. Just make sure you're subscribed to me so you'll get the latest episodes. And if you're really enjoying it, please take a moment to rate and review. If you are looking to work with a business coach, thinking about opening a yoga studio, please go to my website, yogabizcamp.com. Feel free to book a no obligation free strategy session with me. Again, that's yogabizcamp.com. And follow me on Instagram at yogabizchamp. See you next episode.